Hey, Barstool listeners, you can find every episode of this show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
My boss hit my line with an angry text saying something about B90X. I said wrestling. Well, I'm going to wrestling. Then my phone blew up with a couple alarms. I got bets to make. I got worms to farm. I said wrestling. I'm going to wrestling. I'm a wrestling son of a bitch from a worm farm down on the Mississippi. And if you got a problem with the way I live, you could catch a chest chop then a super kick. Yeah, R-A-S-S-L-I-N, that's wrestling. R-A-S-S-L-I-N, that's wrestling. R-A-S-S-L-I-N, that's wrestling. R-A-S-S-L-I-N, that's wrestling.
All right, for wrestling, this is another big moment. It's always a big moment when we have Tony Khan stop by, but I feel like it's now, what are we calling it, our six-month checkup or something, maybe three-month checkup? This is the fourth time you've been on the show.
I think we should just make it exponential, and I should come every week.
That's fine. If you can get up here, I'm going to be here. So if you want the mic, you can have the mic.
Anytime you want me.
It is always fantastic because people, listen, I do wrestling. I do both companies, every company in Japan. I do all of them. But people respond really well when AEW's here. They really, really love it. My biggest video ever happened last time I had CM Punk here. 250,000 views. Big deal to me. And before that, he broke your record, by the way. He broke your record.
Well, Orange Cassidy helped, I think, when I was here last
time. You texted me and said, that's my record and my record alone.
I never said that. Orange Cassidy's a huge draw for us, and so is CM Punk.
He is. It was great. But every time you're here, it's delightful and fantastic. I know you got some big things going at AEW this week that we'll talk about a little bit later. But I want to start off right now, just right off the cuff, and ask you a hard-hitting journalistic question. It's not really hard-hitting or journalistic. Anyway. You've been talking a lot more noise lately. You've been a little bit more active, talking like, hey, WWE's watching us. So
I've been talking, but really, I mean, actions speak louder than words.
Okay,
and they're
all
the
right.
ones that put a show head-to-head against me. And
so they're going 30 extra minutes to go against you, right?
Well, I guess that's what my point is, I had that time slot picked out because I wasn't trying to compete head-to-head because I was trying to give the fans the opportunity to watch their wrestling. I was coining a phrase, watch your wrestling, W-Y-W, watch your wrestling.
Right.
So, like, I feel like fans should be able to watch whatever they want, and I love that AEW has become the choice to so many fans.
We've
had six straight weeks where AEW Dynamite recently had been the number one show on cable on Wednesdays, and now with Dynamite being moved to the weekend, it's a great opportunity to do Friday Night Rampage and Saturday Night Dynamite and give a huge weekend to the fans, and it's cool because it's a party. AEW's fun. And for the Barstool crowd, being here on wrestling, you've got a great young audience.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a great chance for us to go down to Miami and embrace the fans because we have huge cards live Friday, Saturday. But if somebody wants to compete and come head-to-head with me, I'll say it straight up. I plan to do a better show. The odds may be against us, but I don't care. Like, I believe the wrestling fans have rallied around AEW every time. We've had a great card, great moments, and the fans have stepped up, whether it was your first pay-per-view and never having done a show and selling over 100,000 pay-per-views worldwide or all through the pandemic, the great support of the fans watching Dynamite every week and buying the pay-per-views.
Right.
Every pay-per-view we've ever done has gone up year over year, which shows the movement is growing and growing and growing. And I really believe as we lead into Full Gear November 13th, the support we're going to get this weekend for Friday Night Rampage and Saturday Night Dynamite Live in Miami is going to really back the company at an important time, because like, now's the time. If somebody wants to make a move head to head with AEW, we signed CM Punk, we signed Bryan Danielson, we signed Adam Cole, we signed Ruby Soho. We already have the top stars. We could go on for hours about how great the young wrestlers are in AEW, how bright the future is.
Yeah.
And I'm trying not to make the same mistakes WCW made head to head because they're a great company, but they let the young stars go. Can you imagine instead of, you know, back then, Chris Jericho and Eddie Guerrero.
Hey, I lived it, brother.
These guys walked.
Right.
And, like, you know, as opposed to our young stars, MJF, Britt Baker, Darby Allin, mm-hmm. Sammy Guevara, Jungle Boy, wrestlers that are committed to AEW for years to come and like that we're invested in and the fans are invested in.
I don't know that I've ever heard you directly say that comparison, but it is the only organization we ever saw take it to WWE was WCW. And for 83 straight weeks, they won, and they were right on top of the wrestling world, and then they made mistakes that led to the downfall of the company.
But they got to the great heights, and I'd be remiss if I don't sit here and give them tons of credit because, like you said, the 83 weeks, I mean, to do that, it's unprecedented, and to be able to get where they got is so great. And it's only with the benefit of hindsight that I sit here and say this, but it's also the same stuff I was saying then as a kid and the wrestling fans on the internet, which is basically what – Twitter and social media in many ways are like the offspring of those early message boards, chat rooms that we were in as kids, as wrestling fans, and saying these same things.
With our dial-up internet?
Yeah. And in like the late 90s, weren't we saying in like the peak of wrestling, WCW, if you want to build a future, hey, maybe you're not going to come back when Raw got really hot. Maybe they weren't going to come back and beat Nitro, have it be number one right away again. Right. But they could have built for the future around Chris Jericho and Eddie Guerrero and the other great young stars they had, Rey Mysterio, and still had these great stars of the past and present. And they said Sting and all these great stars. And if you didn't think Sting could do it then, well, let me tell you something. Sting right now in AEW is still doing it on a regular basis for us.
It's such a great comparison you bring to Jericho of 98, because I was such a frustrated wrestling fan in 98, because Jericho was like, he was funny, he was engaging, he was everything that his entire career would show him to be. He was a great wrestler as well, and they just couldn't get through. Now you have a roster full of guys that are, I assume, going to break through. And they're right there. They're the future stars in this business. You mentioned the four pillars of AEW that MJF mentioned in his promo. It was
and there's more than four. Those are the four he named, and that's his
list.
Personal list.
But there's a lot.
I think
of pillars.
Those four are all pillars of this company, and then some. We have so many. And he's right though that those four are all building blocks of this company. MJF and Darby Allin and Jungle Boy and Sammy Guevara. Yeah. There are many others that I could list. We talked about Orange Cassidy. We talked, you know, Dr. Britt Baker. We could talk about till we're blue in the face.
Ricky Starks,
and
perhaps.
Ricky Starks and Hangman Page. Sure. So many young stars. Hangman Page now the number one contender to the world title. Mm-hmm. What a great moment that was on Dynamite.
It was fantastic. It was awesome. You know, just the noise, the pop as soon as he comes out, because he's got great pop music. He has great pop music, the music where it hits that little bass groove as he comes out. It was fantastic. Let me ask you this, though. So you mentioned all the young stars and all the people you've signed, and it's been an incredible summer and fall of debuting people at AEW. How do you balance building the new guys that come in and giving them the right opportunities with the day one people that have been there the whole time? How do you mix them? How do you deal with that mix?
We're doing it. It's a balance. And we have these great stars. And I think All Out was a perfect blend where you saw, you know, whether it was Kenny versus Christian, of course, CM Punk versus Darby Allin, mm-hmm. The Young Bucks versus the Lucha Brothers in the Steel Cage.
My favorite match of the year.
That was a great match.
Yeah.
What a great world tag team title match. And the Young Bucks versus the Lucha Brothers in the Steel Cage, for many people, that was their favorite match of the year. And I think one of the big selling points of the pay-per-view. And we've had so many great wrestlers come into AEW, and we started with a great roster, and now we've built more. And that's important because we've launched Friday Night Rampage. Now with Friday Night Rampage at 10 o'clock on TNT, you need more stars across the company to have a second show.
The second Rampage ever, you debuted CM Punk, right? And you built this incredible wave of momentum from that moment. Because, listen, I haven't talked to you since it happened. But when he was
coming... We texted a little bit.
I texted you and said, you're a bad motherfucker. I just did. Okay. Anyway, so we texted a little bit. But the second it happened, I knew he was coming out. Everybody knew it was coming out. Like, it was eventually going to happen. But when he came out, I was like, whoa. What? That he got that noise? It looked like that? That was the moment where I was like, wait a minute, this is something. And you then take that momentum. You had a one...
It was very carefully orchestrated, and he had tons of great ideas, and it was really fun sitting down together with him, putting together what became the First Dance, AEW Rampage, right. Friday night, the First Dance.
You know what I loved about it? You didn't dilly-dally around. You just started the show. There's the music. There he is. Did you think about saving it for the end?
No, it didn't make sense. We talked about I thought about many things, but right. The way it came off exactly like we talked about it. It came off, you know, we even planned. We knew the pop was going to be so massive and sustained
right.
that I planned to have the first break before he talked, and we planned that, to have this 90 seconds where we, you know, the pop would sustain, and then he would come back, and it would be crazier. But we had to get that break
right,
in before.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was, but what a huge hit event for us, and what a great success.
So then you go into All Out, which was, I believe, 2 weeks later or something like that, and you debut not only Adam Cole, but Bryan Danielson.
And Ruby Soho.
But Ruby Soho debuted earlier in the night. But at the end, you're conditioned as a wrestling fan when there's time left, okay, then maybe there's something here. And then when Cole debuts, okay, well, Adam Cole has debuted. I wonder if Bryan Danielson debuts like next month at Arthur Ashe, and then all of a sudden, bam, his music hits. I've never seen that happen, rapid fire like that, where you probably could have got two moments out of it, but you decided to stuff it all in one moment back. What went into that decision?
Well, first of all, it was the most pay-per-views we ever sold,
right.
And it was based on the great card. We talked about all these huge matches.
It was a great pay-per-view.
Well, thank you very much. And so we sold over 200,000 pay-per-views worldwide, well over 200,000. Mm-hmm. I mean, over 205,000. And
I think I probably helped juice that number up.
Thank you for the support. You and Barstool have been so great to
us. You're welcome.
And all the fans that supported us and bought All Out, I felt like everybody who put the money down deserved the best show we could possibly give, because I knew it was going to be our biggest audience. And I felt really strong about doing that. So everybody I told it to thought it was great. And when you get – there's that many great minds, whether you have Bryan Danielson,
right.
Kenny Omega, Adam Cole, the Young Bucks were out there, Christian, so many people out there involved in the moment. And it was like – everybody was like, that is – perfect. What a great idea. And so I felt I just knew it was going to be the perfect end to a huge pay-per-view, and I'm glad that it made such an indelible impression on you.
Can I just not ask a question here and just share an opinion, just throw it
Please.
By you as a wrestling fan?
Sure.
Because you're a wrestling fan before you're anything else, right? I'm a wrestling fan before I'm anything else too. So you have signed CM Punk, who is a great, one of the great stars of all time. You've signed Bryan Danielson, one of the great stars of all time, who's had this incredible run on top. And you've got these great young stars. I think the biggest star in AEW in the next 5 years, I think it's Adam Cole. I think Adam Cole is the guy that is poised to make this jump. Like, you are always looking for the next this, the next that. I think Adam Cole's the next guy. That's just my opinion. But when he came out, I was like, yay. Because I didn't know what – fans kind of thought CM Punk was coming. They thought Bryan Danielson was coming. I didn't know what Adam Cole was doing. It was all like, will he go back? Will he do this? Will he do that? And when he showed up, I was like, this is the right place for him. And I'm a huge Adam Cole fan. That's not a question. You don't have to answer that. Just like to go on record, I'm a huge Adam Cole fan. Adam, if you're out there, big fan of yours. I know it's weird. I'm 42 years old. I got four kids. I'm a big fan. So fine. But I think that moment, the Bryan Danielson Adam Cole moment, was what sets you guys apart. Because I wouldn't have planned that moment like that. But once it happened, I was like, wow. You took the wrestling debut, which has been done time and time and time and time again, and tweaked it. And that's kind of been the formula you guys have done with a lot of things, right?
Thank you. I mean, yeah, we try to present like fun, exciting, new wrestling and like come up with new ideas. And you see some shows doing the same stuff over and over. And I try to give, you know, good shows to the fans. And I think we built this audience coming in from nowhere. When you have no reputation and you come into the wrestling world and build the audience we've had from the day one, but now setting new records for live attendance, pay-per-views, and having also a new record. We had never been the number one show on cable till April 14th of this year.
Yeah.
And we did the show for over a year and a half until we'd been everything in the top 10. We'd up to, you know, one was the one thing we had never done, but we'd done everything 2 to 10.
Yeah.
And it was great to finally be number one. And then now since then, we've done it a lot of times. We had 6 straight weeks where Dynamite was the number one show on all of cable TV, satellite TV on Wednesday. Not just wrestling, everything.
Yeah.
And that took a lot of wrestling fans. It took a lot of support. And we built, and you've been a big part of it, Barstool and the young fans and all the fans of AEW have been a huge part of what we built. But having such a young, cool audience and putting a show on, it's a big deal because I've seen the growth, especially now when you walk around. Like, it's cool. Like, I was back – there's Barstool, Illinois. I was back – game. Yeah, yeah. And like my dad and I went to the game, and then walking around and having people all over the campus of the University of Illinois, which is a great school. And there's like young people there that I think have a lot in common with people at campuses all over the country, young people all over the country. And to see so many fans and people come up and talk to you. And what's cool is it's not just Adam Cole is – It's first of all, it's not crazy at all what you just said. I think Adam Cole's got as much potential and has as much of a chance to be the breakthrough number one star as anyone in all of wrestling right now. And we talk about Hangman Page, who's got that same potential, and a lot of other people, MJF and Darby Allin and a bunch of other people.
Sammy
Guevara, the TNT champion, so many people. And, you know, these people are wrestling this weekend, a lot of them. I can't stress enough that we have – this great young roster and a great young fan base. And it's a great time for anybody of any age to get an AEW, because we also have Sting, who's who's been literally the last man standing of that generation, that like the legendary generation of great wrestlers.
Yeah.
The one who's still going, having great matches on a regular basis, is Sting, which is pretty – I mean, there may be other guys at like a flea market or something, but Sting is still on TV, TNT.
You also give a lot of connections to my generation of coming up as a fan, because you've got – listen, Arn's not an active wrestler, but he's very much in an active storyline, and he's very much a part of – and Arn's not the only guy. Tully's been very, very front and center. There's a lot of guys – you cross generations with a young roster, and that's very difficult to do. It's been 2 years of Dynamite. You just had your two-year anniversary. Does it feel like 2 years?
Yeah, it does. I mean, it's a little unusual because, like, over a year of it was just spent in the pandemic in one place, in Daly's place in Jacksonville. But it's been great to be back on the road. But it's been an amazing 2 years for Dynamite and a great journey to be the number one show on cable so many times.
So I have a couple questions that I want to ask you. I have no impetus for asking these questions. It's just, as a wrestling fan, what do I want to see? I want to see these two things, okay? How far into the future might the first AEW stadium show be?
Well, to me, we did Arthur Ashe. Arthur Ashe is a stadium.
It is a stadium.
And it's a great stadium. Yeah. And I think that's something we have here, that I want to keep the tradition of doing AEW Grand Slam at Arthur Ashe. For Dynamite and Rampage, what a great venue that is for us. And that's one of the marquee events in AEW now. So I hope to make the Grand Slam a big part of
my calendar. So that's not a one-off. That's you plan to do that again and again and again.
Yeah, I love coming here to New York. And I love the fans everywhere around the world. New York's got some of the greatest wrestling fans in the world, no doubt. And fans come from around the world to go to that show, Grand Slam. So I think we have a great stadium with AEW Grand Slam.
All right, now, here's another question. So I go to bed every night watching wrestling streaming. I just every single night I watch an old tag team match. I watch something. When am I getting – when am I going to be able to get an AEW streaming library somewhere? When am I going to be able to go to bed watching Revolution 2020, stuff like
that? I'm talking to great people about Warner Media and AEW partnering. I think there's a great opportunities. I work with one of the biggest media companies in the world, and they have a lot of great ideas. So hopefully we can make a solution for the fans, because, believe me, I get asked that question every day, and it's a great opportunity for us.
I mean, it is really –
we're trying to build the library up. Now we've done over 100 episodes of Dynamite, 2 years. We're on every week. We've done like 104. Four episodes of Dynamite now.
10 pay-per-views, maybe? 10, 12?
10 pay-per-views plus the streaming specials. I have something nobody's ever seen before, the House Always Wins, which is a pay-per-view level card with all top stars of AEW in action. And it was done in Jacksonville in front of the fans in the pandemic with open air, totally spaced out crowd. But it was something I've been saving. It's a great show nobody's seen, and it's
well, I want to see it.
What's going to be available and all the pay-per-views. We've done 104 Dynamites, and now we have Rampage library building up. So thank you for asking that, because it's going to be soon.
I hope so. I can't wait to be able to just go back, and because I was thinking when I watched All Out, the great tag team match. I was like, this is the best tag team match I've seen since
Revolution 2020.
Thank you. Hangman and Kenny against the Young Bucks. It's crazy how they keep turning up in these great tag matches.
Well, they're great wrestlers, and Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks and Hangman Page and the Lucha Brothers. I mean, you're talking about six of the great wrestlers in the world, and they've all been with us, really, I mean, since the beginning. And you have to look at where would AEW be without those six wrestlers, and plus the other great ones we named.
Happy birthday, by the way.
Thanks, Brandon.
Happy belated birthday. Two days after your birthday?
Well, yeah, but I think we're still in the zone.
It's fine. I haven't seen you, so I couldn't have told you. So.
Thanks,
man. And texting happy birthday. What kind of loser are you?
I was 200 texts deep, so honestly.
I didn't want to be 201.
Since we're in person, no. But I appreciate the text, but since we're in person, it's even better.
Can you make a note? My wife's birthday is tomorrow. I just remembered that. So I'm going to have to going to have to get her something.
That's great.
Might get her a Dynamite t-shirt or something.
It's yours.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. MJF. Maxwell Jacob Friedman. There are many young stars in AEW, and we've talked a lot about him, but he's the one that's most interesting to me because this guy gets on a mic and, whoo, it's, A, compelling, it's great. When he goes, quote, too far on a mic, what's going on through your head?
It's a great question. Well, you know, he's unfortunately unpredictable, and it's one of the great things about live television, and right. One of the drawbacks of live television is when this guy has a microphone, you never know what he's going to say.
Yeah.
He's so young and so unpredictable, but he's also a great wrestler and a big box office draw at such a young age. To have somebody like that that's, again, a pillar of the company, it's great, but unfortunately one of the drawbacks that you get with him, like so many of those great wrestlers, is he believes his own hype, and I think he's become like really, he was already a very arrogant heel at the start of the company. We've only seen him get worse and worse.
He looked me dead in the eye and called me inbred. Can you fire him?
For that?
Yeah.
I mean, I think he's not only said worse on the show, I think he said worse things about you than that.
Yeah, so you're probably right. It's fine. So you will not, okay, you're not going to fire him. All right, 2 years in, have the goals changed?
Well, I think we've reached some of them even sooner than I would have thought, because I always wanted Dynamite to be the number one show on cable, and now we've done that many times. And I think this weekend, you know, Rampage, Friday Night Rampage, we've seen reach number one. We've seen it finish in the top 10, top 15 many times, and I think to be a consistent top show would be a great goal for Rampage, to have two shows that are really strong.
Right.
And I would love to keep doing these strong pay-per-view numbers. We've just had great support, and when we do a pay-per-view, you know, as a fan, like we've talked about,
yeah,
I know you know we're going to give you a great card, a great, great set of matches.
No, I think you have consistently the best pay-per-views in the business. I don't even think that's controversial. I have yet to watch an AEW pay-per-view and 3 hours in be wondering, why did I buy this? I just haven't. It's really, really good. And All Out was your best. Like, you keep kind of building. And I'm not just trying to blow smoke up your skirt. I mean, that's the truth. You know that All Out was good. That's not any news. So we're going to get to Rampage and Dynamite this week. So Full Gear is in Target Center, right?
Yeah.
In Minneapolis?
November 13th.
All right, so Full Gear is the next pay-per-view.
Saturday, November 13th. We normally do the pay-per-views on Sunday, but I didn't want to go head-to-head with all the NFL football we all enjoy so much.
Okay, so you just went at college football, which is my other business.
I am a part of the NFL, and I'm not trying to fight my own business. My business partners, we make a lot of money off, you know, Sunday night football, Monday night football, Thursday night football, so I try not to do shows on those days as much as possible. So we do most of the pay-per-views Sunday, but this one, Full Gear, will always be a Saturday.
God, making money sounds so fun. I should.
You make great money.
I should try. Huh?
You make good money.
Tony, I make $26,000 a year.
Dave, really? Is that what Dave? Dave runs a tight ship here.
Yeah, I ate Sparrow for lunch every single day. That's not a money decision. I just like it. All right, so question. What is next? Rampage this weekend. Dynamite this weekend. Rare to have a double shot Friday and Saturday, but that's what we got this weekend. We got Rampage first on Friday night, and then we got Dynamite on Saturday night. What's special about this week? Why are we tuning in?
Well, first of all, something we've never done before, a buy-in for a live television show, a big pre-show card on YouTube, 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Central, and of course it'll be on at 6 o'clock Pacific, 7 o'clock Mountain. The buy-in.
You want to just go all the way around the world.
Just go away, and I can give the London time too. I think it'll be on, at 2 a.m. in London?
Sure,
is that
2 a.m.,
right?
That's what I'm thinking.
No, and that is right. And so, it'll be a great show, the buy-in. We'll have Bobby Fish taking on young Lee Moriarty, and also I'm going to announce Bryan Danielson's match, because on Saturday Night Dynamite, of course, it'll be Bryan Danielson versus Bobby Fish. What a great match that's going to be. Malachi Black versus Dante Martin, the Lucha Brothers defending the AAA tag team titles against some friends of Andrade El Idolo. I have nobody knows who they are except Andrade and
just
myself.
Some friends.
Yes. And then a big card, more to be announced for Saturday Night Dynamite, but right now so much focus on Friday Night Rampage before that, because we've got CM Punk versus Matt Sydal.
Mm-hmm.
We have Jorge Masvidal, one of the biggest stars in all of sports and fighting, in the corner of Junior Dos Santos, who's going to wrestle for the first time on TV or anywhere, teaming up with Scorpio Sky and Ethan Page against the Inner Circle, against Jericho, Jake Hager, undefeated MMA fighter, and Sammy Guevara, the TNT champion, one of the pillars of this company. Friday Night Rampage is going to be huge for us, and I just want everyone to know – Like I'm in it to win it. We want all of our audience to back us. We've got such great fans. Wherever you are on Friday night, watch the show. There's a lot of different ways to watch a show. Even people are out, whether it's on your phone, on TNT app, on Hulu, on YouTube TV. The TNT app is great. Download it, watch it. Anywhere you watch Friday Night Rampage, I don't care where you watch it, as long as you watch it, it's going to be awesome. And I promise a great night of wrestling Friday and Saturday.
So last question, because I know you have a busy schedule. You got to get out of here.
I love being here with you, man.
I'm sure you do. I mean, everybody does. But I appreciate you being here. Just take your time out of the busy schedule. It really means a lot to us. We talked about momentum a lot in the show. You had the one-month period where it was Soho, it was Punk, it was Danielson, it was All Out. It was just bang, 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 everything. You were just making so many waves. And as you go forward in the future, how do you keep that momentum going? Is it just going to be continuously wave after wave after wave? You're just hitting us in the face with surprises? Or how do you keep that momentum
going? Stay tuned, Brandon. Friday Night Rampage, Saturday Night Dynamite. I think the big matches, and there's so much yet to come. I think the return of Hangman this past week was another huge step in that direction. We've just seen Hangman come back and just heard from him for the first time. And now I think there's a lot more to see and hear from Hangman. I can't wait for Kenny Omega versus Hangman Page for the AEW World title finally. It's been a long time coming. Of course, last year we had that Eliminator tournament with Kenny Omega versus Hangman in the final. Kenny won that match, went on to win the world title from Jon Moxley under very dubious circumstances. Now this year, it's time for full gear, and of course, November 13th, we'll have that big pay-per-view. I'm excited for Kenny Omega versus Hangman Page for the world title. I'm also very excited for the Eliminator world title tournament for that number one contender spot.
Okay.
And we'll do it again. Last year, Kenny and Hangman was the final. Well, who will it be this year? And that's going to be a great tournament. There's a lot more to come, so that's a big deal. Also, just now we have Rampage.
Right.
And establishing Rampage and Dynamite. When Dynamite, these next two Saturdays, after Rampage on Fridays, these next couple weekends are huge for us, and then we go back to Wednesday. That's going to be a time for me to double down even more. And I just think if people really love wrestling, now's a great time to rally the troops, because I think like we have all these great fans, and if you have friends that like wrestling, a lot of us do, get them back into it. And I saw Robbie I didn't know he was going to do it, but he tweeted before the ladder match, like, if you like wrestling, turn on TNT.
You need to watch this,
This is going to be really cool, I promise. And we saw that lift. People tuned in, and we had a huge lift, and we did a massive number, and it just kept going up and up and up. And we've been averaging over 1 million viewers for weeks and weeks and weeks, and we saw well over that and climbed up for the finish of the ladder match, culminating in Hangman's return, winning the match against so many big stars in AEW.
I told Robbie to do that.
It was a good idea.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate that. It's just such a fun thing to watch evolve. It's just such a fun it's fun to have options. It's fun to be able to do everything and watch, because at the end of the day, I don't know why I love it so much. I love professional wrestling, and I just will watch it in any form, and the form you guys are giving us is fantastic. It's been fun to watch you guys, and it's always a pleasure to have you here, and I want to thank you once again for being here.
Thanks for having me. I always love being here.
All right, that's AEW President Tony Khan, and that is wrestling.